USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tornadoes and severe weather are threatening areas in and around Oklahoma City. Emily Sutton's a storm chaser and meteorologist at KFOR-TV, the NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City.
I think we may have seen a tornado kind of wrapped up. We definitely saw the lowering, and what's challenging about this is it's quite possibly that new circulation you were talking about quite possibly could be a rain wrap.
A tornado watch is in effect for the entire area, and the storms are capable of producing powerful EF4 tornadoes. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is being told by the White House not to testify on Tuesday. The House Judiciary Committee, a Democratic-led panel, subpoenaed McGahn to testify about the final report from special counsel Robert Mueller. McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress if he does not show up. And the Dow fell 85 points to close at 25,679. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
An American automaker announces more layoffs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Ford announcing on Monday morning it's laying off about 7,000 white-collar workers, or about 10% of its global workforce. About 2,400 of those jobs are in North America. The company says it's part of a restructuring plan that will save the number two automaker about $600 million a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Morehouse College graduates are having their student loan debt paid off by a billionaire investor. Graduate Ernest White tells CBS this morning that he's trying to let that news sink in.
I don't think we really understood what he really said. And the moment we did, the entire class got up, started crying, cheering, because it was just so unbelievable.
Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at the all-male, historically black college. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Both President Trump and Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden are focusing on Pennsylvania. The president will hold a campaign rally in Montoursville, Pennsylvania on Monday night, 2 days after Biden hosted a big event in Philadelphia. The president barely won Pennsylvania in 2016 and was the first Republican to win the state in nearly two decades. Now, Biden did grow up in Scranton and often touts his Pennsylvania roots. Vice President Mike Pence is delivering remarks at America's First Policies event in Jacksonville, Florida. The president again talked about trade and how a trade deal with Canada and Mexico will help American workers.
In our first year in office, President Trump promised the American people that we were going to, in his words, hire and grow in America, to raise wages for American workers, rebuild America's cities and towns, because he said when we grow American manufacturing, we don't just grow wages, we grow America's spirit.
On Monday, Chief Justice John Roberts presented an award to retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy at the American Law Institute's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. He also praised his former colleague.
Now, as I wrote in a Harvard Law Review tribute last year, Justice Kennedy brought to the court a special combination of legal acumen, collegiality, and kindness. He leaves behind an imposing body of judicial opinions to guide our future deliberations.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.